A warm, tingling feeling spreads throughout my body, beginning at the spot where Kier grips my skin. I lift a hand and place it on his muscular forearm, gripping his body tightly. As we lock eyes, all other thoughts leave me. He is right. This is right. Kier releases my chin, bending down and gripping my legs before picking me up. He cradles me against his powerful frame, holding me close against his tight pecs, lingering for a moment in this intimate embrace. My heart is pounding out of my chest, but he seems calm, the rhythmic rise and fall of his chest reassuring me. He closes the door behind us before turning to carry me into the forbidden chamber. The floors are a pristine, polished white. High above, an opulent chandelier bathes us in enchanted light, casting dreamlike rays into towering mirrors mounted on the walls. The room is empty, save for a gray stone altar at the far end and an enormous stone statue behind it. A statue of my father. The carved gray eyes of the figure seem to follow us as Kier carries me. It sends a shudder down my spine. But I feel safe in the arms of this experienced traveler. Perhaps I should be panicking, feeling my understanding of the world being thrown into doubt, but I simply feel excitement, and something more. I realize my cock is fully erect, a bead of precum peeking through my white robe. My face flushes in embarrassment, but part of me wants Kier to notice. This all feels like a dream, something out of my most forbidden sexual fantasies. Kier places me upon the altar. Even as I sit on the raised platform, he still towers over me. I stay motionless, watching as he pulls off his shirt, tossing it aside and revealing his physique. Oh God, the sight is breathtaking. Coated in a flawless golden tan hide, his years of travel have imbued him with an intensely powerful, athletic frame. My eyes comb from his tight, striated forearms up toward his thick, veiny biceps before settling on his shoulders. Large and rounded, they display meaty bands of muscle, the sinews visible in the shimmering, enchanted light. The natural taper of his physique guides my gaze lower, scanning over his heavy, prominent lats and moving toward his shredded, shockingly lean core. I don't even know the names of the muscles I'm looking at, but their hard shapes crisscross along the sides of his torso, flowing flawlessly into his unnaturally symmetrical abs. The broad, wide look of his upper body contrasts with his intensely narrow waist. His proportions are surreal. His proportions are beautiful. He has the body of a god. He is my god! He again grabs my chin, tearing my gaze from the boundless sensuality of his body and focusing me to look into his controlling light blue eyes. My mind goes blank. I've had so many fantasies about what a sexual encounter with one of the athletic village boys would be like, but they all pale in comparison to this. My virgin mind was incapable of envisioning all the minute details I am experiencing in this moment. The heat of his skin against mine. The deep, masculine sound of his breathing. The virile, wet scent of his sweat. It all commands complete control of my attention. It makes my body relax. It makes me feel obedient and docile.
You think I haven't noticed you staring at me since I arrived?
He lowers his face inches from mine.
I know what you are. I know what you need.
He presses his lips to mine, the slick foreign sensation causing my already frantic heart rate to accelerate. I savor the musky, powerful taste as our saliva mixes, his tongue pushing its way into my mouth. His strong arms wrap around me, and I relax into his passionate embrace, letting the beauty of the moment wash over me. My first kiss. Locked in the arms of this stranger, I somehow feel as though we've always known each other. Two men coming together to release their affection and sexual desire. This all feels so natural. This all feels so right. His tongue begins scooping saliva from my mouth. He swallows it, allowing me to enter him. The act causes my erection to throb. It causes me to feel hot and uncomfortable in my clothes. I break away from him, stepping down from the altar and undoing the clasps of my robe. I allow the white garment to fall to the ground, standing in my underwear before this man, as his sharp eyes caress every inch of my pale, untouched skin. His gaze lingers on my bulge, admiring the wet markings of pre-cum in the fabric. The slight smirk on his face gives off a cocky aura. It's like he relishes in using the power of his body to seduce and influence other males.
Kneel.
I do as he commands, falling at his feet upon the hard marble floor. His calloused fingers move into his waistband, dropping his pants and displaying the prominent bulge in his underwear. Positioned directly ahead of me, the hard, thick outline of his cock is as intimidating as it is erotic. Much larger than mine, it hangs heavily, straining against the fabric. My fantasies could never have prepared me for this moment. The elongated silhouette framed by massive balls. Something about the shape makes me unable to look away. It feels like the image is tapping into some primal, innate part of my brain. The more experienced male laces his fingers into my auburn hair, pulling my face into his crotch. His balls press against my mouth, his cock positioned under my nose. The feeling of his hard phallus against my face, separated by only a thin layer of cloth. It's divine.
Kiss it. Worship it. Cock is the only god you need.
I obey, tenderly kissing against the outline of his bullish balls. The sweaty taste of the fabric lingers on my lips, an animalistic, salty flavor. I move up and begin kissing and licking his shaft, holding his scent in my lungs as I worship. His pubic musk is deeply intoxicating. A spicy, almost unpleasant scent, it makes me feel slightly nauseous, but at the same time, it heightens my arousal and makes me feel happy. I breathe in and out, huffing the fumes like a sort of drug, feeling myself growing lightheaded as the room spins. With each lungful of his pheromones, I feel myself becoming weaker and more obedient. If there was any doubt I was meant to be with other men, it has been dispelled. How could anyone resist the raw, powerful scent of a horny young man? I reach up and grab his underwear, pulling them down to his ankles and allowing his enormous reproductive organ to pop out, bouncing and swaying before me. Long and dense, a network of purple veins crisscross beneath the thin, tender skin. A thick, tube-like vein runs along the underside, leading up to his pink, round cockhead. The slit at the tip is dilated and red, slick with lustful pre-cum, slick with natural lubricant.
That's a good boy. You need this, don't you? Just let your natural urges take over. Relax into the power of the male body. Let yourself become weak for my cock.
It's hard to even register his words as I look at the beautiful penis. Nothing else matters right now. The only thing I want is to make him happy. I grab the base of his cock with one hand and lock into a sucking kiss against his cockhead. I run my tongue against his slit, tasting the sweet nectar leaking from the hole. This has been a preview. For the full audio, visit kaiaubrey.com.